Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
They came ready to play. They wanted it, obviously, a little more than us. I got to be better. I'd be better in the protection game, in the pass game, in the run game, all of it. You know, it's anytime you turn it over three times, two in the red zone, and really you could count that last one, you know, driving, kind of going into the red zone. So that's a recipe for disaster.
It was Josh Allen after the Dolphins beat the Bills 30-13 in a game that, quite frankly, wasn't that close. Yeah. Miami was a huge underdog in this game, and they were up 16-0 after three quarters. How do you explain what happened in Miami yesterday?
There's a lot I can't explain about this league right now. We just talked about, just through the Ravens portal, their last two opponents. You look at Miami and Minnesota, completely Jekyll and Hyde, in different weeks. I can't explain it. Look, it was a party down there for the Bills. They had won, 14 of the 15 games Josh Allen has played against them. They've won almost all of them by more than a touchdown. They were heavy favorites. It's early, you know, everybody from Western New York's down there partying. They take over the stadium. And they just, I don't know if they thought it was their birthright or whatever, but, like, don't get it twisted. Miami bossed them. Like, Miami ran it through it however they wanted to. 16-0 felt like 24-0, especially if you were on Buffalo minus 6.5. And, like, the Bills, yeah, I mean, you heard Allen talk about it. I mean, Cook, who never fumbles, fumbles in the red zone. Allen throws a pick and fumbles, like, including one in the red zone. They weren't sharp. They weren't focused. And look, they have... I'll never get over. They aren't equipped to come back on anybody. How they came back on the Ravens in that game is ridiculous. They can't complete a pass 15 yards downfield. Yeah. They haven't done it all year against anybody else.
Alexander.
Like, it's ridiculous how poor they are getting anything like a splash play. And occasionally a tight end might do it, but nothing out of their receiving core. Like, you get up on them, they're in trouble. The pass rush looked one way against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's looked a different way against everybody else in the league. I think they've got major problems. I don't like their spine defensively, and I don't like the scope of their offense. And I'm not like Joe Brady. Everybody wants to tell me he's going to get a job, this, that, and the other. I don't know. I think he's got the quarterback in his head right now. I don't think those two are bringing out the best in each other. I think they're going to have to default to the quarterback running all over.
Yeah, and he's going to get killed.
I don't know, though. He gives as good as he
does.
He's
a big boy.
That ain't Jaden Daniels.
No, but he'll take some shots, though.
He'll give some shots.
It's continued inability to stop the run, though. Achane going for almost 180. He had that long touchdown run. And what was funny about this game is it got off to such a disaster. They had to use a timeout before they even ran a play talking about Miami. They were a second didn't come off the clock. Then Tua threw a pick, but then from that way on, it was one way.
But you're thinking there, here we go again. Yeah, exactly. He was just, that's the Ravens fans got in his head. Yes. Now this is really a road game at home. Yeah. And he's looking as garbage as he did to start this one, as he ended the last one.
Yeah.
Like, if you'd have told me they're going to win that game comfortably, I'd have said, no way.
So and
but I had Buffalo money line and a lot of parlays, so there you go.
And New England won, so that they're now, they've got to at least temporarily have a stranglehold in that division.
Yeah, they do. And New England just beat Tampa, and Tampa goes to Buffalo. I think Tampa's going to beat Buffalo. Mm. So I think Buffalo's really going to be behind the eight. And look, I know, crazy league. I think New England's going to beat the Jets on Thursday night.
Yeah,
like, I think
that's my survivor.
I think that. So, yeah, 6 days from now, the Bills really might be in trouble.
So, go ahead, Ben.
I was going to say, how wild could it be, guys, the fact that both the Bills and the Chiefs could be wild card teams?
Yeah, it's looking like it right now.
It is.
Funny thing happened on the way to a Giants win yesterday. The Bears, and some of this because Jackson Dart left the game with a concussion and Russell Wilson stinks, but the Giants have given away games multiple times this year. They did it again. Bears outscored them 14-3 in the fourth quarter, win 24-20. And the reason we bring this up is the Giants fired Brian Daboll today.
Look, when he lost that game in Denver a couple weeks back, that's fireable. I didn't think he was surviving that. I think that the die was cast, and now they've had meltdowns after that. And look, he probably didn't run Jackson Dart enough in the Denver game to win it. So the kids got, like, it's not even all of it's scripted. Like, he's an athlete. But him being back in the blue tent, and remember, this Bobo was in there peeking his head in the tent. I know he didn't get fined as much as he should have.
Yeah.
But like, the all the optics here sort of came home to roost. I don't know how you keep the GM, but like, I get you might not want to fire him in season, but you're going to let Joe Shane hire another guy? I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, Jason, with Jackson Dart, he's gone through protocol 4 times already in his rookie. We're
he's taking some big
through.
Shots.
He's gone through it 4 times.
Yeah. I mean, look, neighbors, Scadabo, and Dart all hurt right now.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not really surprised. Go look at what's happened to them in the fourth quarter. But there's been some weird fourth quarter. I mean, again, we talked about the Ravens-Buffalo fourth quarter. The Denver Giants fourth quarter was nuts. The Broncos have had other nutso fourth quarters like Indianapolis. And I know the game doesn't matter at all, but somehow the Houston Texans, like, won a fourth. Like, there were, like, 30 total points scored in that game through 3 quarters, and then the Texans scored, like, 36 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and they get that. They get the touchdown at the end on defense. Man, oh, man. Before we step out, though, there was a good one in Berlin early. And how did it finish, Beltway, Ben?
Right back to Taylor with Warren blocking. Touchdown, Taylor! An appropriate finish in Berlin, Germany. It's Taylor's game, and the Colts win in overtime.
Colts come back, beat the Falcons 31-25. Jonathan Taylor had 244 yards rushing and 3 more touchdowns. Had another 42 yards receiving. Almost had 300 yards of offense in this game.
Yeah. Bloom's coming off of Daniel Jones' rose a little bit, for sure. Look, I think that's the end of Raheem Morris. They're 3-6 in Atlanta. I don't see any coming back from that. They'll probably beat Carolina this week, I guess. But like, I think the die is cast there. And look, the Colts won a game, man. That's a spot where if they lose, all of a sudden they start maybe feeling like they're Fugazi themselves. And I'm not going to tell you beating Atlanta is some great accomplishment, but them fighting off a potential losing streak is a big deal. I mean, they're going to the playoffs. Like,
absolutely,
their Colts are going to the playoffs.
Yeah,
like I think that much is clear.
They might be the one seed in the AFC.
They've got the head-to-head over Denver in the leverage game.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, they might.
Life comes at you fast, Jason.
Well, if they play the Chiefs or somebody like that, though. Good luck.
Well, yeah.
I think they play them soon, right?
No, I mean, like, if that's in the playoffs, because the Chiefs are a wild card or something like that, or
they could
Chiefs
be,
win
they
a game
could probably
and
be
then
Buffalo
go there.
There. It could be Buffalo with him.
Jonathan Taylor running on that defense?
Light in the rear?
Yeah. We said that about Derek. If they totally sell out, they run blitz like crazy. We said that about the Ravens a year ago.
But the Colts, if they catch the ball and don't fumble the ball, they probably still win the game. Like, they'll make mistakes.
You think Daniel Jones is going to play a super clean game?
I don't know.
As a home
I'm just speaking hypothetically.
Coming off a bye, hasn't played in 2 weeks. Maybe hasn't played in 3 weeks because they already wrapped the division up before that.
How about that shot of the bloody mouth?
Oh, dude.
Like the Falcons sacked him, I think, 7 times. They got after him a little bit. And then one shot, he says, mouth's all bloody. Tyler Warren's a stud, too. 99 yards receiving.
Colts offensive line, though, all of a sudden starting to look like there's a few vulnerabilities there.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI, T-I-M, what you got?
Giving a lot of love to the defense and J.J. McCarthy not being very good. But what about the special teams and their part in the Ravens' win in Minnesota yesterday? And also comparing some numbers year over year from special teams, you'll be surprised with the difference. And we'll tell you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
On the fan.
Before we toss it over to the bone, 410-583-1057, you win 2 tickets to see Maryland play Michigan November 22nd. 410-583-1057, see the Terps take on the Wolverines November 22nd in College Park, and you get to talk to Beltway Ben. But it's T-Bone time, and the floor is yours.
Talked a lot so far about the defense and their part to the Ravens' 27-19 win over the Vikings, but it was a very impressive afternoon for special teams, starting with a big looper who did miss a 56-yarder, but 4 of 5 kicking field goals, made the only extra point. Jordan Stout continues his fantastic season. He had 5 punts, averaging about 50 yards. He got 3 inside the 20. He had a long of 58. And the special teams also made a big-time play, Keandre Jackson, in the forced fumble. Ravens end up getting that. They end up scoring the touchdown to extend the lead. They almost got back-to-back fumbles.
Yeah, him again.
Recoveries on back-to-back kickoffs, but they were able to at least force that fumble there. But guys, on the year, We spent a lot of the summer talking about this special teams group because of so many unknowns and rookies with Looper and Jordan Stout entering his final year of his contract. And his first 3 years, he was meh. You got a rookie punt returner in LaJonte Wester. But going through all the numbers, Jordan Stout is first in the NFL in net yards per punt with 46.5 yards. He was 20th last year. His first 3 years, he averaged 40.1 net yards per punt. So he's up over 6 yards per punt. He's fifth in the NFL in punts inside the 20. Tyler Loop, because of that miss yesterday, 16 for 18 on the season. Still 11th most accurate kicker among qualifiers.
His two misses are 55 and 56.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And 88.9%. Justin Tucker last year missed 8 kicks. 73.3% was his made rate. And then you look at the coverage units as well. Last year, 22nd in kickoff return yardage. That's return-wise. This year, they're 13th. And then in terms of the coverage units, 19th in kickoff return yardage allowed last year, 9th in kickoff return yardage allowed this year. And part of that's Tyler Loop as well, because the first 4 games, I believe, he had a violation of not getting it in the landing zone or kicking it out of bounds. He's gotten much better with that. The coverage group was on point yesterday. And then punt returner, bringing in LaJonte Wester, where it was a revolving door of guys last year. They were 16th in punt return average, but they had the third most fumbles in football because they would put the ball on the turf a ton. Where Wester this year, he's third in the NFL in punt return average, and Ravens have 0 fumbles in punt return. So going from one of the worst special team units in the league last year to one of the better ones in football this year, despite a lot of inexperienced guys.
That Keandre Jackson, he's a lunatic out there. And I mean that in a good way. Yeah. But man, that kid's flying around on special teams.
Look, there's different ways to make your presence felt, and there's different ways to be a playmaker. And that was absolutely a momentum turner. I mean, that's one of those points where you're looking at the offense like, ooh, what's going on here today? And then, boom, they get the ball right back. They're able to turn it into points. That may have flipped the game as much as anything. I mean, I think him punching that ball out probably turned the game as much as anything McCarthy did or didn't do. Stout's ability to angle things out of bounds and just be a lot more consistent with where he's placing the ball has been huge. I still think there's big inconsistencies in their coverage units, but they were great in this game. Their special teams was far superior to Minnesota's.
Yeah. And Loop, I feel like we've barely even talked about this season. That's a credit to him because there's just not much that's going wrong.
Also when they win, they've generally been winning by 14 or more points. So he hasn't really the close and late, super clutch,
still haven't had
do
that.
Or die, even sort of like some towards the end of the half. And like there haven't been as many momentum swinging kicks or potentially momentum swinging kick. Like he just hasn't found himself in those moments.
No.
Through nothing of his own, just the way these games have played out.
But to your point, he's gotten rid of that landing zone issue that he had early in the year, and he's done a really good job with kickoffs. I can't remember Minnesota having a decent return.
What he's done his rookie year, I'd give him an A. I mean, I'm not...
And that's where, when we're talking about this transition, you're not comparing Tyler Loop to the most accurate kicker of all time, Justin Tucker. You're comparing him to Justin Tucker, who was one of the worst kickers in football last year, where it was an easy bar to clear.
What did he get, 12 weeks?
10. This was the last week.
He could be working out for somebody this Tuesday.
Yes, correct.
He is eligible.
Tomorrow.
Yep. He might be. You might see him on the,
waiver wire.
2 days from yesterday.
Yes. That was the end. Well, today
a week from last.
Today is technically the last.
If somebody does sign him, they're going to wish that they could have got Big Looper instead of that scumbag. And they can't have Big Looper.
No, Big Looper is theirs.
Big Looper's ours.
He's contractually obligated.
Yes. Big Looper belongs in Baltimore.
That's right.
The Texas scumbag stay out of our state.
Yeah, I am interested. I thought the Rams might have been an option for Tucker, but they signed the thicker kicker, and I guess he had a decent day yesterday, so maybe they ride with the thicker kicker. I'm like, who else is in play? It's probably a good team that has an injury.
Oh, you just think he's better than what you have.
Yeah, I mean. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, have the Rams seen enough from Mervis to think that they're going to ride with him? Because that was the one place. Cardi had been so bad.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll get it. Look, I think he's going to get a chance to kick this season. I don't know that it's, you know, he makes somebody's team tomorrow, but maybe.
I would think it's a team that's in the hunt that gets their kicker hurt is where he goes. Like, there'll be a kicking injury. I can't predict who that's going to be, but somebody's kicker who's in the playoff hunt is going to get hurt.
Well, I mean, the Chiefs don't care about anything.
No, they do not.
And Butker has not been good.
No, he has not.
And he's not hurt.
That's
but
a good
like,
one.
They just that's might look one. At it and say, he's,
it's upgrade.
Let's see. Might be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fresher.
Yeah. Butker not had a good year.
No.
No, he's not. Hey, coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. And Ravens, remember last week when all 53 guys were on the field and everything was good? Well, as we tried to tell you, injuries happen in the NFL, and the Ravens have been hit a little bit by the bug. It sounds like Rashad Bateman and Marlon Humphrey could miss time. How big an effect will that have on the Ravens? We will discuss next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're on the fan.
But I also think you create your opportunities. You create your opportunity by being in the right spots. We could add a couple more if we were the ball carried a foot further or something like that. But we had 11 quarterback hits, so a lot of talk about the lack of pressure. But we had 11 quarterback hits and 4 batted balls. Those are passes defended by the D line and the pass rushers. I mean, that's pretty darn great. So those guys, I thought, had a phenomenal game.
Ravens defense played well, but a member of their defense, Harbs, announced at the presser today, Marlon Humphrey dealing with a finger issue, and if he has to have surgery, he's going to miss probably a week or two. And you know, with Harbs, Harbs is usually on the liberal side of the time miss. So if he says a week or two, are we really sure he's going to miss a week or two? Also, Rashad Bateman on the offensive side of the ball, Harbs described as an ankle, said he'll be okay. He told Kimberly Martin from ESPN it's a high ankle. That usually means missed time. And on the special team side of things, Jay Higgins was in a full leg brace in the locker room. He might be on the IR. So gone are the days, Jason, where all 53 guys are on the practice field like a week ago.
Well, I mean, look, this is a weird stretch of time where they played one game in 19 days or whatever it was between the bye and the Thursday night and then this. Yeah, I mean, welcome back to the NFL. That this is how it's going to go. Marlon, boy, he looks so beat up.
Yeah. He's there. There's like once a game, and this is a finger, obviously, so it's not the same. But once a game, it feels like he makes a play, and then he's like in a catcher's crouch for like 30 seconds afterwards, trying to like, it's almost
feels like he's going through more than a finger.
Yes,
feels like he's going through something... core, something lumbar, like it just, he doesn't seem to be moving with the fluidity we're accustomed to.
No, and he gave up that long pass down the sideline to start the game. Mm-hmm. 5 of 7, 87 yards, and he did have the pick, the arm punt from McCarthy, but that was when Justin Jefferson fell down. But I'm with you. He hasn't been moving right, it seems like, for a while this year.
He also whiffed on the sack, and I don't know. It's how big a loss is this? Like, let's say he misses two games. Those two games are Cleveland with Dylan Gabriel quarterback and the Jets. And last I checked, now the Jets did win a game yesterday, but I think Justin Fields threw for like 50 yards in that game. So if you're going to lose Marlon for a period of time, is this the right period of time to lose Marlon Humphrey?
Yes.
Sure.
And also, Awuzie played well.
Awuzie's playing real well.
Awuzie's played fine all year.
I think he's had a good year.
And, you know, they do have some depth at that position that they like, even, you know, cutting ties with Jair. So
yeah, they like TJ Tampa.
I mean, I wonder if that goes into their calculus. Like, hey, well, if we think this is going to be a problem down the road, let's just get it fixed now and put him down for a couple weeks.
And by the way, Keon Martin came into the game late when Marlon was off the field and made a play. So, and I know he's an undrafted guy, and he looked terrible in that one game. Was it Houston?
Texans, yeah.
But now, like, if he's got to play some snaps instead of a majority of snaps, you're probably a little safer. By the way, just to confirm, Justin Fields, 54 yards passing in the game yesterday against the Browns. So, it's life comes at you fast.
Ravens play both those teams in the next two
weeks. That was a Donnybrook at the Meadowlands.
Who knows? It may not be Fields by the time.
No, it may not. It might be, Tyrod Taylor, whatever he prefers.
T-T.
Yeah, double T. But like, so we documented this last week, Jason. It's like, okay, enjoy the health now. But it's a collision sport. Guys are going to get hurt, and here you are. You got three guys who are already hurt. Higgins might go on IR, and the other two guys are going to miss a little time.
And to the offensive side of it all, with Rashad Bateman, let's just say he misses in the next couple of weeks as well. There's just been no semblance of the deep ball in this offense this year after it was so prolific for them last year. Bateman, Lamar's connection with Bateman.
I, on the rare occasions they do throw a deep ball, it seems to be to Tez Walker.
Yeah. And Tez, you would think, would be the beneficiary, and he's been a healthy scratch recently.
Yeah, I look, he's a guy who's turned his career around. He was starting to become dependable, productive, available, and impactful in that he wasn't just productive in the same way everybody else was, but he was emerging as a true downfield, you know, see ball, get ball, high point ball, fight somebody for a ball, win a 50-50 ball. Like, he could win deep balls outside. I don't know that any of that's showing up this year. We haven't seen that in a while, and now he's hurt again, which has been one of his biggest bugaboos and would put his career behind the eight ball to begin with and had him sort of chasing to get that next contract. And look, we've talked about him a lot this year. Like, I think he's another one, a guy, whatever you want term you want to use. We've used the term front runner. Like, I think him getting off the hot starts in games, him getting in off the hot starts in season brings out the best in him, keeps his confidence up, keeps him in a good spot. Like, him having to play with backup quarterbacks, him getting frustrated, him losing his ish on the field, him losing his ish on the sidelines. Like, that stuff tends to snowball in a negative way as well. And now he's back to having to deal with an injury that they can poo-poo it as much as they want. A deep threat wide receiver with a bad ankle, that's not good.
No, and he got hurt on the play after the ball thrown behind him that he got his hands on. And to your point, Jason, if everything's going good for him, a year ago, maybe he catches that ball. Like that ball in the end zone, he was catching a lot of those, yes, a year ago. So he catches that, and there is no next play where he gets tackled and no high ankle sprain.
What's interesting, though, Kent, he stayed in the game because he caught the two-point conversion.
Yes.
And that was after that play, which is kind of interesting.
That is.
I mean, these things can swell up on the plane, on the flight home. Yeah. All of a sudden,
he was in a boot in the locker room afterwards.
Big deal. So, look, he matters because his injury definitely impacted them in Buffalo last year. But I would also say that was a different offensive line.
Yeah.
That was a different offense. Like, that was a different
Lamar, Henry,
approach.
And like, they didn't have Zay in that game, right?
No.
Was Zay right. Then he left, and then it was Anthony Miller in those games.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, look.
Anthony Miller.
It's just kind of weird. Like, you kind of look now, it's like, who catches the touchdown passes? The tight ends.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, with Zay, it's tough. You get in the red zone, he's a smaller guy, the field gets tight. Like, he's not in all the packages because sometimes you want to sell heavy stuff with the run. It's the tight end.
By the way, I am shocked that Andrews didn't get the 18-yard jazz. Now, he would have gotten it on one play if he catches that ball early.
Yeah.
But he finishes 3 for 14 with a tutty, but he does not catch Derek Mason this week. He'll have to wait till Cleveland.
That wasn't, I mean, look, this pass game is very much feeling itself and figuring itself out. And like, you could look at Miami and Lamar did throw four, what, like, yes. But the first half was really rough.
It's four first downs.
I mean, they struggle to run the ball well in the first half, and they get behind the sticks with a bad offensive line. Now you're down your deep threat. Even if he's just a decoy, you still have to think about him being on the field. Like, I don't know that they're going to be playing super aesthetically pleasing offensive football for the foreseeable future. And it's November, which generally leads to weather and generally leads to under and situations that aren't conducive to chucking the ball all over the place.
Yeah, I have a prediction. Lamar will not be winning Offensive Player of the Week this week. I don't see it happening. Who wins, HN or Jonathan Taylor? Those are two AFC guys.
Probably Taylor, right? He had three touchdowns.
Matt Stafford, like, nobody even talks
NFC.
About him.
That's NFC.
Oh, AFC. Yeah. Well, I'm just like, nobody.
Yeah, Stafford, first guy ever.
Stafford's got to be MVP. I know it's him and May, but I think Stafford.
Well, what's the stat? He's the first guy ever to 3 consecutive games with 4-plus touchdowns and no picks.
Yeah.
He's
MVP frontrunner, yeah. And
he should be.
We're not right a lot, but Jason, you were calling the Davante Adams signing in real time. I think he's got 9 touchdowns now.
They're a wagon.
And Puka's back. Man.
You know, Adams picked something up in this game, so we'll see if he plays against Seattle. But
yeah, they said, what was it, oblique, but McVay said after the game, if it was a close game, he would have stayed in the game, so it doesn't sound like it was super serious. Alas, coming up next, how serious are we taking this inconsistent running game? Though the Ravens seem to get something going in the second half. Can that be replicated moving forward? We'll discuss next here on The Fan. Ravens win 27-19, but the running game, so not a whole lot going on in the first half. They did get a couple of explosives from Keaton Mitchell early, but he didn't get the ball again. Harp said today they need to get him more involved in the offense. They did seem to get Derrick Henry rolling a little bit in the second half. I love that we mentioned the six-pack, that one sweep play where it seemed like the whole offensive line and the tight end were running left in front of him, and they got a big gain there. Can some of that they were able to execute in the second half, is that something they can find joy with as they move forward?
Well, I just look, I felt like they ran the ball pretty effectively when they got into run mode, which again in this game was kind of from the giddy up because they weren't doing anything much in the pass game. But in the second half, they were able to bleed the clock, play some keep away, have him account for 47 yards on a single drive. Like, I think that's about as good as it's going to get right now. A few things with the run game still interest me. I feel like now Justice Hill is really kind of almost the third man in,
yes,
which is weird because he didn't...
Did score the touchdown.
He was a problem. Yes, on that draw, but like, yeah, don't really think he was a problem at all. But he's kind of the odd man out. Lamar's legs are still no, yeah, like, they're, that's not even in the equation. Selling, even just selling Lamar's legs in the option game doesn't really seem to be in the equation. And I think they're going to continue to bang their head against the wall with short yardage. But in this game, they were able to run between the 20s in the second half, which I'll take. I do think it's just further proof of we ain't getting back to last
no.
year.
Ricard looked more like Ricard yesterday. Yeah. But like as I search for answers, I'm not saying that it's perfect system, but he did start to look more like the guy we're used to.
Harb's also brought up today in reference to Justice Hill. They want to get Keaton Mitchell the ball more. And he had that sequence in the first half of the game where he had three consecutive carries. He almost took that one to the house.
Yeah.
Where he burst through the hole.
I was thinking about my six pack.
That's kind of coming at Justice Hill's expense. And for the first time this year, Rasheen Ali was inactive, yeah, and then Keaton Mitchell. So it was Mitchell and LaJonte Wester for kick return.
Well, I think what's really happening here, and it piggybacks on what we were talking about with the scope of the pass game. So if we're a little bit worried about Lamar, or we're worried about the offensive line and Lamar as a combination, and we don't want to risk him really activating his legs the way he could, so then that takes away a potential for explosive. Derrick Henry just hasn't been as explosive as last year, and this offensive line is not very good.
No.
So, I mean, we saw him hit some home runs early in the year. I don't think that they're banking on that. And you weren't getting any downfield explosives even with Bateman, and now you don't have Bateman. So where can we get quick hitters? Where can we change momentum? Where can we shift field position? It's Keaton Mitchell.
Yep.
So they're leaning into that because there's not a lot of other options. Zay's doing his thing underneath with Yak, and that's great. And Zay's the best thing about their passing offense right now from a catching of the ball scenario. But like, I think you're going to see more screens for Keaton Mitchell, and I think they're going to try to get him into situations in the backfield where he can break off 25, 30, 40 yards, because that's the only place it's coming from. Like, that's really the only place you could dream on and even see potential for it to happen. That's who they are right now, and I think the trenches are undermining them. But like, I think like Derrick Henry, 17 to 19 carries for 80 to 110 yards. Like, I think that's the world we're living in.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's effective. That's how most teams run the ball. But this ain't going to be last year unless some of these other offensive linemen they're holding off on playing are better than what they have. And unless you really get back to, hey, Lamar might run at 12 for 110 today. Look out. Like, and I don't know when that's in the cards. Maybe Lamar, that's not in the cards till the playoffs.
He did run it 9 times. That's some of the scrambles, but he did like this was a lot more than what we saw in Miami, but still didn't look right.
Well, I think this was more him running it to try to keep plays alive and still being sort of caught from behind or looking a little unsure or.
Yeah, they had the one design run to the left where
he almost scored.
Made a hell
yeah.
of a play.
Yeah. Yeah. He got blocked, got back up, yeah, and knocked
yeah.
him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked like a short
yeah,
touchdown.
Score.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean we're it's coming up on Thanksgiving. Like I
yeah.
think it kinda and we're past the trade deadline, and I think it kinda is what it is.
To those words, Jason, it does remind me of Ray Lewis's words about Thanksgiving. As he once said so eloquently, Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving.
I can't argue with that.
You cannot argue with that.
What's the oranges can't you be can't peaches?
You can't make oranges be peaches is his other, my other favorite Ray Lewis quote.
It's true.
You cannot make oranges be peaches. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably dress an orange up as a peach
you
for Halloween.
You could, but once you bite into it, you
have
it's,
to like,
you know it's an orange.
Stuff like you take an orange and you coat it in like Gorilla Glue.
Yes.
And then you drop like fuzzy, like very fine, like feathers kind of. And maybe it could have a peach-like texture.
I
wouldn't bite it.
I need to talk to your shirt guy. I do. I should get a shirt. Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving in quotes with Ray Lewis underneath. Like,
I don't have a shirt guy. You went to one of
these. You got a shirt guy. You got a shirt guy.
What do you mean I have a shirt guy?
You got your hoodies.
No, but I'm saying I just went to one of these websites.
I'm just trying to make you sound big. You got a shirt guy. Taking over the world.
Aloysius got his hoodie. Aloysius got his hoodie.
Did he?
I wasn't getting through the weekend without that happening.
Do you think he's already worn it?
He better
probably sleeping
as much as he sweated me for 2 days for it. He better be wearing it. Oh. I'd like to think he put it right on as soon as he got to tennis or wherever he went after he left my driveway. I think it was tennis.
After he worked up a sweat, throw that bad boy on. Was it ill-fitting?
I did get a gift certificate though out of it.
Oh wow,
Chloe! Yeah, wow, place that Chloe likes.
Oh. Buried the lead there.
Well, what I told him was like a $55 hoodie.
Yeah.
So he.
And then first he's like, "Well, you got ripped off." I'm like, "Well, I don't have a
thanks.
I don't have a hoodie guy like
thanks,
you."
Chair.
And then he's like, "Well, let me see. I got a gift certificate that I'm never going to use."
Oh.
And then he found one to a place for $50 that he's never going to use. That's right in my neighborhood that Chloe likes.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Now I just have to remember where I put it for when she comes home in 2 weeks and not lose it in that period of time, which I probably will.
Yeah. Wait, when we come back, Ravens beat the Vikings 27-19. Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Banner. He was there. He was also at Harb's Monday presser. What do you think about what he saw yesterday? Are the Ravens back? We'll ask Jonas next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.